Title: Little Hints to Use with Your Students Advising Edition. Begin image with description, NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning logo. End image. Begin paragraph text, Little Hints to Use with Your Students Advising Edition. Begin paragraph text. Providing little hints throughout the semester can help your students succeed. Use the content on this printable to provide a new tip for your students each week during your regular class session. Some tips have suggestions for you in parentheses. You may use this list as written, or you may pick and choose which tips to use based on your specific class demographics. Week 1. Ensure your class registration is final, inquire about wait lists if needed, and introduce yourself to your academic advisor. Week 2. Identify the office hours on your syllabi for each class, and keep the list handy for when you need them. Week 3. Find a good study space on campus that works for you. Spaces include your residence hall or apartment, the library, and outside some classrooms. There are a lot of great spaces around campus. Week 4. Check on your current grade and attendance for each class. If you missed assignments or quizzes, can you make them up? What else can you do to get back on track? Week 5. Have you sent or received any emails from your advisor yet? If not, now is a great time to have an initial meeting to start to discuss your interests in the major. Week 6. Learn about academic organizations to get involved with for your major. Highlight a few that are relevant to your department or program. Week 7. Browse your major department's webpage, view faculty bios, and learn about their research interests. Can you get involved with their research or other opportunities? Share a few minutes about something you are working on and how undergrads have been or could get involved. Week 8. Midterm of the semester, check in with faculty members again and prepare for midterms. Look ahead for any big final projects. Week 9. Take a look at your begin link. degreemap.cvthislearning.com and familiarize yourself with the academic requirements for your major. You can plan a tentative list of classes to discuss with your advisor. Begin link, https://ndsudm.cvthislearning.com/closing-. Week 10. Think about spring registration, and meet with your academic advisor. Week 11. Take note of your current grade in the class, and remaining work. Do you need to consider a withdrawal from the course? Discuss options with your instructor and advisor. Put a note on the syllabus or weekly tip that you are willing and open to chat. Students may need the reminder it's okay to visit. Week 12. Check your campus connection account for any holds that may prevent timely registration for next semester. Begin link, https://www.ndsu.edu/one-stop/connect/holds. Week 13. Register for classes as close to your assigned registration time for best availability of classes and class times. Begin link, https://www.ndsu.edu/registrar/registration/registering. Week 14. Put together a study plan for final exams. Week 15. Make use of any study sessions offered. List study sessions for your class. Week 16. Reflect on how the semester went and what adjustments you might want to make. Inspired by a We Learn Together blog post titled, Being First, in which a student named Hajira greatly benefited from the little hints her instructor gave. Begin link. Read about Hajira and other first-generation students &GT, www.dca.ndsu.noted.edu. Begin link, https://www.dca.ndsu.noduc.edu/autoweb/blog/being-first/closing-. Begin paragraph text. For more information or assistance, contact NDSU Office of Teaching and Learning, 701-231-7015, ndsu.otl@ndsu.edu, www.ndsu.edu/otl/faculty_resources/getting_started.